Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. The black communist leaders of Southern Africa are among the most hypocritical people who've ever lived on the face of the earth. In the short video that you're going to see, somebody went and did a bit of research into the wealth of Robert Mugabe, who came to rule Zimbabwe, which had been Rhodesia, which is where I come from. And in this little video, you'll get an idea of how stinking rich he was. But even this video doesn't tell the full story. Mugabe was said to be worth more than $5 billion. Yes, you heard me right. More than $5 billion. After he died, the Zimbabwean government came and said, well, they investigated his wealth and he was only worth about $10 million. But that's all nonsense. And another thing about these black leaders is that if you go and you look at the wealth and the salaries of the white leaders of the same countries under white rule, you'll see that the black leaders are earning like 10 times as much as the white leaders. Even here in South Africa, the salaries of the previous white presidents and prime ministers of South Africa is a tiny fraction of what these lazy scum actually get, lazy worthless dogs actually get in modern South Africa. When the whites ruled, the whites were very, very frugal. They only took what they really needed. And if you compare it to the black leaders, you won't believe it. The blacks are loaded with money like you cannot believe. WikiLeaks, which was Julian Assange's fantastic contribution to humanity and to civilization, WikiLeaks published lots of secret and classified documents that it got hold of, and that's why he's in jail now, and that's why the British went after him. But in one of the cables that he published that came from the US Embassy in Harare in August 2001, said the following: the full extent of Mugabe's assets are unknown, but are rumored to exceed $1 billion in value, the majority of which are likely invested outside Zimbabwe, said the cable written by the U.S. Embassy in Harare in August 2001 and made public by whistleblower website WikiLeaks this week. Media reports have linked the dictator to a looting spree over the past few years, during which Mugabe and his inner circle allegedly seized commercial farmland equivalent to more than half of Zimbabwe. The US diplomatic cable acknowledged that it was difficult to ascertain the full extent of Mugabe's overseas assets, although these were rumored to include everything from secret accounts in Switzerland, the Channel Islands, and the Bahamas, to castles in Scotland. Mugabe has insisted that he has no foreign assets or bank accounts, challenging the West to seize any that they find under his name. His associates, including Defense Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, and let me just pause there, Mnangagwa is the guy who took over after Mugabe was ousted. He was ousted by his own second best guy. And they're all the same. But anyway, so Mnangagwa is just as bad. They're all the same, and it's the same is true for South Africa and so on. So it says his associates, including Defense Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa and businessman John Bredenkamp and Billy Reitenbach, both whites from South Africa, by the way, are said to have amassed significant wealth, mainly acquired during Zimbabwe's controversial involvement in the five-year-old Democratic Republic of Congo civil war. Although the embassy had no firm confirmation of the assets held by the three, it is said they were major beneficiaries of military contracts and mining concessions. They are presumed to have channeled some of that wealth to Mugabe, the cable said. Mnangagwa was at the time chairman of the First National Bank of Congo, that's right in the middle of Africa, far away from Zimbabwe, while Breedenkamp's company, Tremalt, was reported to have a 20% stake in the DRC mining parastatal Gecko mines, which granted substantial mining concessions to Zimbabwean companies. So basically what you've got is you've got crooked, scumbag, white businessmen, and they're hobnobbing with these blacks, and they do all kinds of illicit and nasty things here in Africa. These blacks, lots of them, including government ministers in South Africa, they own chunks of mining companies all over Africa. These blacks are loaded with money. The blacks of South Africa, you have no idea, the top people in South Africa, how much money they've got. They are rolling in money. I even spoke to one black woman who married into Winnie Mandela's family many years ago when I was at a corporate head office. This woman suddenly told me, this black woman said that her sister's marrying Winnie Mandela's son. Boy, oh boy, did I learn about how much money these people have. They've got money coming out of their ears, not just the ones in parliament, but their children, their families. They are moving money from all over the show. They don't know what to do with themselves. They've got so much money. And all these black scumbags, they're all a bunch of ex-commies, and all of them walk around saying that the whites are the problem. The whites have stolen everything. You never see them giving charity to their own people. They're all a bunch, they are loaded to the brim with assets like you cannot believe. You have no idea how wealthy these blacks are. And they'll walk around and they'll go with their begging bowls and they'll say, oh, our people, they need money, they need food, they need medicine. You know, the white man destroyed everything and so on. Meanwhile, they themselves, their assets, their bank accounts, their physical properties are beyond anything you can imagine. I seem to recall that in the days of African crisis, that at one point we found out that of the monies that had come into Africa, that the Western world had given Africa, and this is more than 10 years ago, they'd given Africa more than $150 billion, and large chunks of it was lying in Swiss bank accounts in the names of presidents in Africa. The leaders of Africa are stinking rich. You're just going to see Robert Mugabe's wealth, but make no mistake, they are loaded. These people have got money coming out of their ears. And they then walk around calling the shots and telling you, no, the white men. It's always the white man. The white man stole this. The white man stole that. The white man stole the land. The white man stole the wealth. Go and look at their bank accounts. You won't believe how fucking rich these people are. But we're just going to see this little bit about Mugabe. But rest assured, this has played itself out across Africa. And there are lots of black leaders who've built palaces for themselves, incredible wealth that they've stuffed into their pockets, man, like you cannot believe. Now these people, and they're always saying, no, you see, we're so poor and the white man stole everything and we need more money and stuff for our people because of you whites. Meanwhile, they themselves are billionaires. Like in this little video you're about to see, they don't even talk about the wealth of Mugabe's wife. They don't even talk about the fact that his son had so much money that at one point his son wanted to start his own airline. That black woman that I knew, whose sister was going to marry the son of Winnie Mandela. I think it was Winnie Mandela's son. She told me that she had to fly to New York to get a gold ring for her sister because her brother-in-law-to-be said that, you know, jewelry in South Africa is no good. He wants stuff from New York. So they arranged for her to fly to New York just to buy a wedding ring. It's unbelievable. And I'm talking probably, this is in about maybe 1998, 1999. And back then, she told me that the son-in-law had put 120,000 rand into her personal bank account just so that she could fly away to New York. And that money at that time, I'm guessing a quick guess, I would say maybe the rand was 5 to 1. That would be like getting $24,000 and just flying for a weekend to New York to go and buy a ring. Just think about that. Just put it in those terms. These people have got money up to their eyeballs. Up to their eyeballs. Money flows through their hands like a river. They've got so much money they don't know what to do with it. All these blacks. All of them. And in South Africa, don't worry. They're busy stealing out of contracts, giving contracts to their buddies. They're all taking 20% cuts and things. Let me tell you, the theft that goes on in this continent, much of the transactions that are going down on the African continent is all going through situations where presidents, vice presidents, government ministers, everybody's taking a cut. And then you wonder why it is that everything's so expensive. Everything costs hundreds of billions of rands, and you wonder why these things are so expensive. It's because everybody is loading his commission onto the project prices, and everything just shoots through the roof. And you think, man, they need so much money. You know, why didn't the whites need that money? It's because the whites never used more than they needed. The theft and freeloading here in Africa knows no limits. This is not a poor continent. The continent is being robbed to death by the very leaders that it was handed over to. Whites never even did a tenth or even a hundredth of this. So watch this little video and be shocked. And this probably still doesn't show you everything that he had. They had multiple farms. They got lots of farms from whites, gave farms to their buddies. They sat there with prime real estate that they'd just stolen from whites. Big farms, big ranches, each one sitting with several of them for their own personal use. And then they say, no, you see, our people are poor. The white man, colonialism, apartheid, the white man, he's responsible for all our problems. That's the guy who should be nailed. Meanwhile, they are drowning in money. They got so much money, they don't know how many whores and parties and things to attend. They've got so much money for whoring and drinking and everything. All of them, the whole fucking lot of them, including this lot in South Africa, bunch of scum.
Nine Expensive Things Owned by Robert Mugabe. Former Zimbabwe president Robert Mugabe has a net worth, and it's rumored to exceed $1 billion. Majority of his assets are said to be overseas. The overseas assets are rumored to include everything from secret accounts in Switzerland, the Channel Islands, and the Bahamas to castles in Scotland. He appears to have enriched himself and his family at the expense of his fellow citizens. In this video, we will have a look at expensive things owned by Robert Mugabe. Please like our video and subscribe for other videos. Number 9. Mansion in Hong Kong. Robert Mugabe owns a mansion in Hong Kong valued at more than $5 million. This mansion is located in the Green Hills of Hong Kong's New Territories. He acquired this property in 2013 when his daughter Bona Mugabe was in Hong Kong for studies. This 1,200 square foot mansion features numerous bedrooms that feature his and hers closets, full bathrooms, well-manicured gardens, a private driveway, and a swimming pool. Number 8, Harare Mansion. This massive mansion is located in the capital of Zimbabwe, Harare. This palace features 25 master ensuite bedrooms, well-manicured gardens of a larger outdoor pool with Roman-style architecture, massive dining rooms that can accommodate more than 30-plus guests, and a large master bedroom with super-sized king-size bed. This palace is protected by a state-of-the-art, multi-million-dollar radar system. The value of this property runs into the tens of millions. Number 7, luxury travel coach. Another expensive asset that is owned by Robert Mugabe is a luxury travel coach. This luxury coach features a bedroom, a rear salon, bathroom, air conditioning system, computerized touchscreen displays, dining room, as well as equipped kitchen. Its living is decorated with fittings made from gold and is carpeted. Other notable features include a 20-carat onboard generator, a 40-inch LED TV, and a satellite navigation system. The luxury coach is estimated to have cost $1.2 million. Number 6, Hamilton Palace. Mugabe, together with his business associate, Nicholas van Hoogenstraegen, own the Hamilton Palace. This palace is located in Sussex, England. This massive property is surrounded by large gardens and is partially constructed next to a large lake. This massive structure that costs around $40 million is incomplete after Mugabe's business associate, Nicholas van Hoogenstraegen, left the UK for Zimbabwe to do business. It has been nicknamed the Ghost House of Sussex. Number 5, 15,000-acre farmland. Back in 2000, Mugabe and his family took at least 12 farms from huge white farmers and converted some of them into personal properties. His farmlands are estimated to be 15,000 acres. Some of the land he took from white owners had milk processing plants. However, some of the farmlands were mismanaged and are not productive anymore. Number 5, Bolito Mansion. The Bolito Mansion was constructed to be the retirement home of President Robert Mugabe. This mansion features bulletproof windows, guard towers, and even an underground bunker. Its compound features extensive parking areas, two man-made lakes, and well-manicured gardens that are filled with lush vegetation. This mansion featured luxury bathrooms, bedrooms, a private cinema, and indoor and outdoor swimming pools. Number 4, Mercedes-Benz S600L. Robert Mugabe owns a custom-built Mercedes-Benz S600L that was imported from Germany. This sleek machine is armored to a B7 Dragunov standard that's ability to withstand AK-47 bullets, landmines, and grenades. Other notable features include CD player, internet, a 4.7-liter twin-turbocharged V8 engine, and anti-bugging devices. Number 3, Rolls-Royce Ghost. Robert Mugabe owns a luxurious Rolls-Royce Ghost. This sleek Rolls-Royce is powered by a 6.7-liter V12 engine that is able to propel the car to a top speed of 155 miles per hour and accelerate from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 5.8 seconds. Its interior features leather upholstered seats and wood veneer. Other notable features include coach doors, 15-speaker 420-watt sound system, 21-inch alloy wheels, rear parking cameras, and a lane departure warning system. Number 2, Diamond Mines. Former Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe owns several diamond fields in Zimbabwe. These diamond fields are known for producing some high-quality diamonds. Zimbabwe's diamond markets were completely controlled by Mugabe and his government. It is estimated that the diamond fields have to produce $15 billion worth of diamonds over the last few years, much of which was shipped out of the country. Number 1, Blue Roof State Residence. The lavish Blue Roof Residence is another residence that is owned by Robert Mugabe. This massive mansion cost a cool $26 million. This massive mansion features bulletproof windows, 25 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms, two lakes, and sits on 44 acres of landscaped grounds. The estate is protected by a multi-million pound radar system. This mansion has also an underground bomb shelter. Thank you for watching and subscribe for other videos.
These are my websites: historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.